Tesla just revealed its latest Optimus humanoid progress at Tesla 2025 shareholder meeting as Elon Musk discussed several developments coming in 2026. So today on AI News, we're going to take a look at how far along Optimus is right now to see if this tech is really coming next year or not. So first, let's start with this announcement from Elon about a 1 million unit production line coming in Fremont with plans to scale to 10 million units at their second location.
We're going to launch on the fastest production ramp of any product, of any large complex manufactured product ever. And starting with building a million unit production line in Fremont, that's line one, and then a 10 million unit per year production line here. I don't know where we're going to put the 100 million unit production line. Maybe on Mars, I don't know. But I think it's going to literally get to 100 million a year. Maybe even a billion a year. You will see certainly many companies showing demonstration robots. There's really three things that are super difficult about robots. One is the engineering of the forearm and hand, because the human hand is an incredible thing, actually. It's super dexterous. So engineering the hand really well, the real-world AI, and then volume manufacturing. Those are generally the things that are missing. One or more of those things are missing from other companies. So Tesla is the only one that has all three of those. You know, all the various pieces that you need for a humanoid robot. You need the AI chip, you need the AI software. You know, Tesla's ideally suited, I think, to succeed in this arena.
And Elon Musk talked about this being the biggest product ever, every single person on Earth having their own humanoid or potentially multiple humanoid robots per person.
Bigger than cell phones, bigger than anything. I guess a way to think about it is that every human on Earth is going to want to have their own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. So who wouldn't? But actually, Optimus would be even better than them. You know, like, you know, R2-D2, it's kind of beep at you, and it's kind of hard to figure out what he's talking about. You know, you need C-3PO to translate. But Optimus is going to be, everyone's going to want one. I think in terms of industry providing products and services, I think it's probably, I don't know, 3 to 5 robots in industry for every, you know, one that's a personal robot. I think there could be tens of billions of Optimus robots out there. Now, obviously, it's very important we pay close attention to safety here.
But Elon Musk offered some even more wild predictions where he started talking about crime prevention applications through use of the Optimus robot.
If somebody's committed crime, a more humane form of containment of future crime, which is if you now get a free Optimus, and it's just going to follow you around and stop you from doing crime. But other than that, you get to do anything. It's just going to stop you from committing crime. That's really it. You know, you don't have to put people in like prisons and stuff. I think it's pretty wild to think of the various of all the possibilities. But I think it's clearly the future.
But having a robo caretaker is only the beginning, as Elon Musk also mentioned superior human surgery performed by Optimus robots.
You know, people often talk about like eliminating poverty, giving everyone amazing medical care. Well, there's actually only one way to do that, and that's with the Optimus robot. With humanoid robots, you can actually give everyone amazing medical care. In terms of Optimus will be more precise. Optimus will ultimately be better than the best human surgeon with a level of precision that isn't possible, that is beyond human. So I think that's a pretty wild concept to say, okay, if you know, people always talked about eliminating poverty, but actually Optimus will actually eliminate poverty. Optimus will actually give people incredible medical care.
Then Elon Musk talks about eliminating poverty with the Optimus robot and a 10 to 100x global economic expansion with an infinite money glitch.
Now, things do get kind of wild from an economic standpoint. Because at a certain point, with AI and robotics, you can actually increase the global economy by a factor of 10 or maybe 100. There's not like an obvious limit. So Optimus is kind of like an infinite money glitch. Maybe they won't even be money in the future. Or money, but it might be measured in terms of wattage, like how much power can you bring to bear from an electrical standpoint.
Tell me whether or not you think Tesla Optimus could solve poverty, or if it's just going to make the rich richer and possibly enslave the poor with these new robot guardians. But possibly the most futuristic prediction by Elon Musk is that of human consciousness uploading via Neuralink and the Optimus robot.
You mean human consciousness, or?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, like, immediate. But if you say it down the road, would you be able to, say, with the Neuralink, have a snapshot of, or at least an approximate snapshot of somebody's mind, and then upload that approximate snapshot to an Optimus body? I think that at some point that technology becomes possible, and it's probably less than 20 years. Yeah. But of course, you won't quite be the same, you know. Be a little different, because you'll be in a robot body, and the mental snapshot will not be precise. It'll be probably pretty close, but not exactly the same. On the other hand, you know, are you the same person that you were 5 years ago? Nope. I mean, a lot of things have changed. But I guess at some point, if you want to be uploaded to a robot body, my guess is that becomes possible.
And it's interesting to note that he mentioned that it won't quite be the exact same person. So would you trust this? And is this something that's really coming in the future, or is it just a bunch of sci-fi nonsense to prop up a stock price? Tell me down below whether or not you think that Tesla is really going to go the full distance of creating these Tesla Optimus robots in broad scale production in 2026, or if it's just a bunch of hype. Anyways, like and subscribe, check out this video here, and thanks for watching. Bye.